This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Another old $500, what that means. Yeah. And Simon answered and said, for thee, I suppose that he whom he forgave much. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. You may be seated.
That's all right.
Presence of the Lord. I'm going to talk for about 5 minutes on the Lamb of God.
Lamb of God. All right. That's the Lamb of God.
Glad to see you, Blake, in the house.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. For the anointed man of God.
Amen.
I used to go see him all the time and hear him preach.
Yes.
You know, I was a preacher myself.
Oh, yeah.
But he was anointed.
Yes.
His father's church on Dallas and Houston. Why is one down
there?
He could preach at 95 years old.
Yes.
He, amen.
Amen.
Am I lying? That's what I want New Jerusalem to remember me by.
Yes, sir.
That Reverend Stevens could preach the word. I'm talking about the Lamb of God. You know, as Sister Mead was talking this morning, times have really changed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And they had a song out B used to call, oh, it's just choking time.
That's all it is, choking time.
Then they had another song, I said, if I could turn back
the hands of time.
The hands.
The time.
Of time.
Yes, sir.
I remember when we was going to school, we didn't have no going to school with no expedition, no Cadillac. And
walking.
Walking. We would stop at the store and get us some jungle juice, Coca Cola.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and a junior bread.
Yeah.
And we go on down the street. Ike and Mike. Amen. Am I talking to somebody? See, Eugene them didn't know all about that.
No.
The old way is the best way. Let me tell you about Jeremiah said in 6th chapter, 16th verse, he said, thus said the Lord, stand ye in the way and seek and ask for the old path, which is the good way, and walk there.
Yes, sir.
The outhouses make me was talking about. Eugene don't know about that. See, we got to get up early.
Yeah, about
early. Early on Saturday morning. Lay in no bed, watch no our PlayStation 7 and all that kind of stuff. Them old folks will spit that bath on your behind and dress you out too. And the next minute they be saying something to Zion.
They
come up in this time where they want everything on a silver platter. Am I talking to somebody? I'm going to say this. Look, the other day, I had worked in the yard and cut my grass and my neighbor grass and big yards too. And there was this young man came down the street at the same time I was coming from behind the house, putting up my tools and stuff. And he didn't look too good. And I told him, I said, Jeremiah, I said, what's wrong, son, from the last time? Because his mother, she had gone on to be with the Lord. Her name was Purdy. I don't know if y'all know the Purdy. And he wasn't ashamed to say, Reverend Steve, or Reverend Carl, he said, I'm on fentanyl. He said, I tested positive, and the parole officer was going to, you know, take me to jail. He said, I ain't. He said, I'm on the run. I said, okay. I said, well, won't you turn yourself in? It'll make it better on you. He said, you got a cold drum. He said, but one thing about you, Eugene, he said, Brother Stevens, he said, I watched you, how God had worked with you. Now, this kid, he's a young kid, but he's on some stuff that he can't get rid of, and that's called fentanyl. Now, that stuff is bad for you. Yes, it is. And so I said, can I pray with you in Jesus' name? He said, oh, I don't. That's a higher power. I said, uh-uh. The only name I know
come on,
is Jesus.
Come on, Pat.
Yeah. And we had that conversation about 5 minutes. Yeah. He looked at me. I looked him dead in the eye. I said, let me tell you something. When you need me, I said, if you don't say Jesus, let me tell you something. They might catch you around the corner.
That right?
Because there's power in the name of Jesus. Am I talking to somebody? There's healing in the name of Jesus. Not the Holy Quran. I'm talking about the Holy Bible. The 66 books, 39 old and 27 new. Oh, I don't know about you, but I just learned, I just thank God for Jesus this morning. Amen. He went on by his business, but I offered him Christ. He rejected. That's on him. I done my part. I said, Jeremiah. I said, let me tell you something. You ain't going to get far. He said, when they catch you? I said, I can take you myself, but I'm not going to do that. Because let me tell you something. Jesus ain't hurt nobody. When they came in, he helped. That's all I'm going to do is help. And open up blinded eyes. The Bible says, it is the spirit that quickens the flesh, prophets. The words I speak unto you, their spirit and their life.
John 6:63.
But back here in the text, now up at the front part of the text, you have this centurion soldier of the Lamb of God. And he began to tell Jesus about his servant. Was ready to die. I'm not going to read it, but you can read it if you go and look at it. He was ready to die up in the first part of chapter 7. And the Bible said that centurion said, and then he spoke a little bit to him and he had a conversation with him. And the Bible said, he said, don't come under my roof. This is in Matthew 2:8-6, same thing. But it's a little different than Matthew, than Luke. Luke writes and tells us that in that chapter, I'm talking about the Lamb of God, the man that came to take away the sins of the world. I'm talking about being you all of us, he have came to what? Take away the sins of the world. Amen. Amen. Because he said, if I be lifted up from the world, I draw all men unto me. That's St. John 12. So here it is, and the Bible said that they had a conversation. And Jesus was going on and didn't say nothing to them, but he went on with the centurion. But the centurion stopped. That's in the first part of chapter 7. Go read it for that time. And the book saying that he said, don't come under my roof. I'm a man that speaks in authority and all that, but just speak the word right there. And he'll be healed. And the Bible said when he went home, he was laid up on his bed.
Yes, sir.
Another thing happened in this same chapter. There was a funeral going on in the city of Nain. This is the rock being told out. And the poor lady was weeping and wailing because she had lost her child. And Jesus showed up at the funeral. I heard them say, I got a home over yonder in that city. I heard Paul begin to say, I got a home over yonder. Not made with hands, not by human hands. Over down there, over there, somewhere where it won't be no more trouble. Somewhere it won't be no
trouble.
He showed up. And the Bible said he touched the barrel. That means the coffin. But the King James said barrel, B-E-R-R. And the boy, the child got up. Ain't that power? He got up. That's in the 7th chapter, verse 11. Go read it. Is it that? And so, go on. Simon the leper. That's Judas Iscariot's daddy. Daddy and son. The old folks said the apple don't fall far from the tree, because they both were crooked.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You said one thing. You
said another.
I had an old uncle from New Orleans come to Marguerite them house and heat up all the collard greens since they heat up all the pork chops, drink up all the good Kool-Aid. And when you say thank you, go on back to New Orleans.
You gotta be grateful.
Yeah.
Before I'm grateful.
Yeah.
Because God's been good to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to God's been good to me.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
And Jesus went with it. You know one thing about Jesus? He already knew what was up ahead of him before it even happened. You know? So the Pharisee sounded the leper. He was a rich man. He had money now. Oh, he was rich. You know some rich folks that think they better than you because they got a dime or a nickel over dime, a dime over a nickel. Oh, yeah. And think they better than you. Roll up. Look at that man in the Bible in the 12th chapter of Luke. He said, I build my bones. I got all kind of stuff. But after a while, Jesus said, thou soul is required. Only what you do for Christ don't last. So that Cadillac I got out there and that expedition out there, I'm going to be there for somebody else one day. I don't know when, where, how, but one day, we all about to get out of here one day. But while the blood is running warm in my vein, I'm going to run on and see what the end going to be. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, 58, brother, be steadfast. Unmoved. Always abound in the will of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor. The Lamb of God.
Yes.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yeah. All right.
The Word was God.
Oh, yeah.
And the Word was with God. And all things were made by Him.
Oh.
And when it, without anything made, that was made. And I'm trying to say, that was another man. And you know, Jesus is so unique in His honor. He sent somebody before Him. His name was John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Do y'all know him?
Amen.
He had a little G-string on his waist, whatever it was. Hair, wire.
Yeah.
Y'all look at me like that. Y'all say, oh, we got to put that nigga out that church. He belongs to our bread. But just didn't know he was full of the Holy Ghost. He said, oh, generation of vipers, who warned you to come? I'm telling the gospel now. It's the gospel.
Tell it.
It's the gospel. It's in your Bible if you throw it out. In Matthew 3:9, he said, now the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Every tree which bring forth not good fruit is hewed down and cast into the lake of fire. In other words, you got to bring forth good fruit. You got to do good by people and good by God, and God will bless you.
Right.
You got to ask Him for it. He's going to send it to you anyway. The Lord to you. I'm talking to somebody up in here. I'm going to think this out a little bit later. Ooh, it's 12 old. Look what happened. Look what said to himself. And behold, a woman in the city, which was what? A sinner. That's the 37th verse. When she knew, now I don't know how she heard, but she knew that this Jesus of Nazareth was in that man's house.
Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
didn't care about no sign of the leper. She didn't care about who he was. She wanted to get to Jesus. And that's why you hear. When you're going through something, you don't care about who's looking at you. You don't care about what they say about you. All you want to do is try to get to Jesus.
Amen.
You will answer the prayer.
Yeah.
If he see you trying, I think he will.
Yeah.
The Bible says, there is a way that seems right unto a man.
Yeah.
But the end thereof are the ways of him.
Yeah.
Proverbs 16:25. Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man please the Lord, he make even his enemies. That would say, though, and then he go back to that, and he go back to Psalms 23:5, thou prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and mercy. Sure. In the house of the Lord. Prayer. Am I talking to somebody? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? You gotta speak the word back to that devil. And the devil.
Jesus spoke the word to them, and he was as low as the Lord. And the Bible says, he 40 days and 40 nights.
And he ate nothing. And here he comes. If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. That's over in the fourth chapter. The Bible say, the Bible say that after he did that, Jesus spoke back to him and said, man, should I live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And then he goes the Father, he takes him and put him on the pinnacle of the church. Don't you know what a pinnacle is? That's the steeple up there. God Almighty. That wasn't the devil with no big fall. And he was in the mind of Jesus. Because he's a spirit. And he's an evil spirit. But I want to tell you something. You got to take that evil spirit and say, get out of me, devil, because he'll come into me and you and anybody who does everything to my husband in the shop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In Walmart, I went the other night to give me some Minute lemonade. Yeah, I saw them whiskeys over there. You know, from Central United Ministry Lounge. One of them was just cause one of that comes. And old devil said, take it. And one of my look said, take the paper off that.
No, no.
And put off that.
Oh, no.
That sleep was that safe, you know, in my mind. Yeah. I just walked on over. See, you resist the devil.
Yeah.
Now what if I took that stuff out of there? Oh, you broke your booty.
Well, there comes the rest. Yes, damn. Real, even if you take a bag out, you got a bag. You got a bag, yeah. They go off with what
I'm not going to make no mockery out of God. Because God gave me the money to buy whatever I want to buy with. And what I'm going to do that for? But that's how the devil do. He gets in your mind. He don't just get my mind. He get in your mind.
Amen. 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 Are you ready?
I don't like one of them songs, come on. Oh Lord, would you choke me in time? Y'all know about that?
Yeah.
Y'all just said you want to go, you never know about that stuff? Huh? ZZ here cheating in the next room.
Make a plan.
Make a plan to call me soft. Y'all know about that kind of stuff, right?
Not yet.
Because the Bible says this here. Look here. He said this. He said, "Oh, where the evil, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's peace. There's harmony and all." But back to the text. We're going to take the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And say, she knew that Jesus said that me in the Pharisee's house brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping. She didn't go in front of him, she stood behind his feet because she knew that she had been doing things that she had to do. They said, all of us know what we're doing right, and all of us know what we're doing wrong. But his grace and his mercy.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm just trying to talk about someone. Can I take talk about his grace and his mercy?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Want to do? Look here. I remember back in the day when you can address the man out of your coming mouth and say, Lord, I can ask you to forgive me of my sin because I've sinned and fallen short. That's grace and mercy.
Yeah.
Stood behind his feet, weeping, and began to wash his feet with her teeth, and then wiped them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet. She tried to tell Jesus, I'm sorry for what I've done. I've slept with other men, I've been in the streets, you know, drinking and drugging and whatever I'm doing, whatever she was doing, but she said, I'm sorry. That I've done it. And Jesus began to ask Simon Peter, he said, I have somewhat to say to you. See, God is a God that one thing about him, he don't put nobody down.
He lifts
you
up.
If you come to him as a whoremonger or whatever you act or whatever, God does not look at you and judge you like we do. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Bible says, kissed his feet and
my dad, but why? She had some good perfume. Hold on. Oh, all that stuff was a year ago. Don't you know that's some good stuff? But she gave him her best.
Oh, yeah.
You got to give Jesus your best by your praise and worship. Huh? If you ain't got no money, say, Lord, I ain't got no money, but I'm going to give you some prayer. I'm going to send up some timber to you this morning. I'm going to let you know that I thank you for bringing me up this morning. I thank you, Lord, for letting me listen.
I thank you.
Ain't God good? Say, ain't God good? I think about how Peter went fishing in the fifth chapter. And Peter said to the Lord, he said, Lord, I've been torn all night long. And I ain't caught nothing. But Jesus said, go out into the deep and lunch out in the deep. Peter said, Lord, again, I toiled all night, but nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to let down the net. And I begin to see that Peter had obeyed what the Lord had said. And the Lord began to tell him to lunch out in the deep. And Peter began to lunch out in the deep like Jesus said. I'm talking about the Lamb of God now. Ain't God good?
Oh, yeah.
That called all night long.
Yeah.
And ain't caught nothing yet. But I thank God for Jesus.
Yeah.
The apple of my eye.
Yeah.
That woke me up early this morning.
Yeah.
Put running in my feet.
Yeah.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
Ain't God all right?
Yeah.
You know he's all right.
Yeah.
Made his brother's hands hold up, he said.
Yeah.
Made the blind to see.
Yeah.
Made the gift to hear. Ain't God all
right?
I don't know about you, but I heard the voice of Jesus sing, if I be if I draw all men unto me, I'm trying to lift up the name of Jesus, because Jesus is my elder brother. When I'm going through something, I know that the Lord